나자이다나브라마니다나야야데이다고다나시바사디고
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami on June 19, 1986 at New Talavan Farm in Carrier, Mississippi. The lecture was given on the occasion of the Vyasa Puja Smarnam.
Offer my respectful obeisances unto The Divine Grace of the Abhoycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by His mercy, the lame cross over the monks and the dumb can become great orators. Blind can see the stars in the sky. So many sincere devotees spoke. I found myself almost speechless, but so I pray to Prabhupada give me something to say. So, Vyasa Pujas are particularly embarrassing in one level. I always pray to Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, Lord Shri Krishna, Radharada Khan. That actually whatever offerings are being made are meant for them, for Vyasadeva, for them, to the cyclic succession for their pleasure. I don't personally see any good quality of myself. I just feel that I have an unlimited debt to repay to Srila Prabhupada, that I saw him tirelessly endeavor to save fallen souls. And in that endeavor, somehow, he had his mercy upon me. And I always felt indebted to him. So when he requested me to travel, when he requested me to preach, I took that as an opportunity to serve him. To make a token repayment of the debt that we owed to the spiritual master. But the more that we serve, the more we feel indebted because His mercy keeps coming down. So I'm always praying that I could be an instrument in His hand. Someone today said that they feel that different zones have different moods according to the Guru. So I was felt that the spiritual master here in Uttalabon and hopefully everywhere in my zone is actually Srila Prabhupada. But as the parampara system continues, we try to reflect Srila Prabhupada, although it's a colored glass, reflection doesn't come out exactly, comes out only a small fraction. Because Prabhupada is so bright, even though we are very dull, some people are able to see some light reflected. So when we see people become enlivened in their devotional service, when we see them happy and peaceful in their service to Krishna, then it's a great source of satisfaction. When we see somebody under the grips of Maya, when we see them suffering, it's a great source of dolor, great source of suffering for ourselves. One thing we see in traveling around, actually I'm always missing Mayapur, which is unlimitedly beautiful. Whenever I travel, I see so many people suffering. Through not knowing Krishna, and knowing how much the Prabhupada wanted, how much Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu want, that these people should get the mercy of the Sankirtan movement. and always feel overwhelmed with the magnitude of the illusion of the task, how to save all these conditioned souls on one hand. On the other hand, I feel confident that since Krishna is unlimitedly powerful and his holy name is not different, he's also unlimitedly powerful. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is so great, since Prabhupada has desired also that all these conditioned souls would be delivered, that eventually we'll see Lord Chaitanya's prediction, which has already become practically, already shown its reality, that in every town and village the name will be sung. We're looking forward to the day when people will all over the world be chanting more and more the holy names of the Lord. So, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they all use this analogy of the marketplace. Lord Chaitanya once said he opened up his shop, opened up his store to sell his goods, and many people came to purchase. So, then Lord Chaitanya was still considering the few people who hadn't come, how to market his mercy to them also. So I feel very fortunate that wherever I go, so many people are there that Krishna is sending, who are there to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. My only regret is that I feel myself an inadequate distributor of that mercy. Therefore, I'm always praying to the deities, to Srila Prabhupada, to extend their mercy upon the fallen souls, since I'm inadequate to help them myself. It's very encouraging to see when people receiving that mercy. I had the good fortune on many occasions in the past 6 years to have association with Srila Charyadev, Srila Bhaktipad. Charyadev personally requested me on several occasions to take care of the disciples of his that are in my zone. He was the one who first to come here in South America. Bhaktipada very kind invited me to come to New Vrindavan. In fact, he even sent me the ticket, which is pretty rare, I think, because they have so many big plans and projects. But he's very kind to always bring me, have me preach to the devotees in New Vrindavan and take a little of his association. Having virtually spent most of my time with Srila Prabhupada or under his instruction, especially in India and Sri Mayapur, he used to criticize me that I'd become a Bengali. So they didn't bring me over to India from totally Indianized, because he wanted me to work hard like an American. So he had me work in double shifts, construction, 24-hour shifts. And there wasn't, just like a few days ago we heard, or yesterday we heard the grinding of the air hammer. Like this, Prabhupada used to hear the grinding of cement mixers and marble chippers. And he used to always, he'd say, wasn't it bothering him? He said, no, this is music to my ears, music of progress. I can't sleep unless I hear these things. But if somebody slammed the door, then he said it shattered his heart because we were disturbing Krishna's energy, we were careless. So from that vision of being with Prabhupada, the vision of Mayapur, one always sees the world as just one unit. Everybody comes together in Mayapur, and we were there. And Prabhupada was present, and at that time, since book distribution in India hadn't really begun even, we didn't have the competitive mood. Because now we try to compete sometimes in India also, but that time you're always seeing that Mayapur as the center, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan source, and that all the zones around the world, they're all part of Lord Chaitanya's international world Sankirtan movement, the ISKCON body of Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, it's been very hard for me to see things along a very rigid zonal viewpoint. Although I'm attached to developing whatever areas are given to me, to try to help the devotees working there, try to give whatever ability I have, whatever experience I have, to see that Prabhupada's vision is implemented a little better, a little quicker, a little more fully. But I feel that this is one ISKCON family, that the godbrothers and sisters, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, or the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, from whichever family, that it's all one family. That was the thing that, one of the things, of unlimited things, that inspired me of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, that in reading about the original associates of Lord Chaitanya, and even the next generations, we don't find any glimpse of any kind of sectarian feeling. Everyone was a complete sold out lover of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Dvaita. They're all one in their dedication to spreading Lord Chaitanya's message and loving him and serving him. And although practically all of the great devotees had different spiritual masters, we never find that that created any kind of conflict anywhere. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhakti Rasamrita, or any of the other authoritative books on Lord Chaitanya's movement. When I came to India, I was faced with the Gaudiya monk who didn't give their love to Srila Prabhupada the way that we had been trained in ISKCON that God brothers should give to each other. And that was very painful. When Prabhupada came, then I saw that it wasn't due to any lack in Prabhupada's side, because Prabhupada was continually trying to give his love to them. And he called them all together and said, why don't we all cooperate together as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted. But they, one by one, kind of trolled off. No one took Srila Prabhupada's invitation to work together. So then Srila Prabhupada, he had no other alternative but to create his own world movement. And he requested us that the test of how much we love him is how we cooperate together. This year at the Mayapur Festival, someone made that quote. I heard it many times, but I'd always heard it that the test of whether we love it is if we cooperate. And that seemed kind of simple to say, well, I'm cooperating. I'm working with everybody, so I'm cooperating. That means I love Prabhupada. But this time, I forget who it was in the lecture, they gave the quotation, but it rang a little bell that this was actually the more proper wording, that the test of how much we love Srila Prabhupada is how much we cooperate, how well we cooperate. That put an unlimited scope to it, because there's no limit to how well we can cooperate with one another. And certainly there's no limit to how much we want to show our love for Srila Prabhupada, for the spiritual master, for the Vaishnavas, So cooperation doesn't only mean on the international level, GBC level, or temple president level. Cooperation is from one devotee to another, one spiritual master to another, from different disciples. Cooperation is something which means pooling our energy for satisfying Krishna better. For the Sankirtan movement, where some people play the drum and some the kartals and some the conch and some the harmonium and some dance and some respond, shows that kind of harmony where everyone is playing their different role, but everyone is cooperating to produce Sankirtan. So in a broader sense, as a Brihat Madranga, or as a Sankirtan, or as a Varnashram development, or as establishing permanent Krishna conscious communities, which can serve as models to the bewildered people in the Western world, who don't know what the purpose of life is. Who generally think that they're the material body, and some of the more advanced think they're material body with the soul of some sort. But hardly anyone thinks that they're a soul that's the eternal servitor of God, and that this body is simply a superficial covering of the soul, a machine, or an instrument which could be used by the soul for coming closer to God. This way, Prabhupada actually created a revolution to make people Goswamis instead of Godasas, to make them Paramahamsas instead of Mudas. So, Prabhupada always said that a Paramahamsa is someone who can take the milk from a mixture of, well, the hamsa, the swan, can take milk from the mixture of water and milk, and the paramhamsa can take the spiritual life from the mixture of matter and spirit. We see that devotees are all developing this quality of being able to take Krishna conscious opportunities. This is our goal, that everyone should become a Paramahamsa. Not that there should be perfect Grihasthas or perfect Sannyasis or perfect Brahmacharis. That's just a step on the way. The ultimate objective is to be perfect devotees, to become Paramahamsas. Completely entwined at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Radhavada Kanta, by the mercy of Nitai. I personally like to attend Vyas Puja is more than as a one of the people giving the offerings rather than hearing them. But whatever we do, we have to do it as a service. It's our duties. So this is one of the services of a guru. He has to listen to various offerings. So when we see that people are enlightened by devotional service, that their faith is increasing, that the determination is increasing, then whatever difficulty we encounter in traveling or whatever illness we have to encounter due to some nonsense disciples or due to Krishna's will of providence, it makes it insignificant, because the opportunity of being able to save a conditioned soul is something so important, because it's something that's forever. It's something which is the most valuable thing that there is. In this way, we're trying to, in this short time, while Lord Chaitanya's movement is present in this universe, we're trying to rescue as many of the conditioned souls that are just drowning in the ocean of birth and death here. Try to get them onto this ship the Prabhupada has provided to cross over this ocean. So So some of the job is to preach to the people that are getting on the ship not to jump off or not to fall off because they're careless. Part of the job is to inspire them to pull out more people who are drowning in the ocean of misery. So as long as people are busy with this activity, then everything is very blissful. They become absorbed in other kinds of thoughts and doubts and material attachments, then we start to sink again in that ocean of suffering. So it's very important to keep the consciousness transcendental, to keep the vibrations spiritual. We hear so many times in the scripture that if we can simply are absorbed in hearing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, hearing the glories of the devotees, that this will keep our mind always purified. Personally for me, the only reason I tell pastimes of Lord Chaitanya or Krishna, it's not because of any great magnanimity on my part. People are actually wrong if they think that I'm merciful. I'm very selfish. I simply tell these pastimes because I'm able to taste unlimited transcendental bliss whenever I'm able to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of my greed, I sometimes give classes which are too long, and I think I put the devotees through so much suffering because I'm just greedy to taste some more of the nectar of talking about Lord Chaitanya. But somehow by talking about Lord Chaitanya, I'm able to a little taste, a little drop of nectar of his unlimited ocean of nectar. So actually, it's not that I have any real mercy. The thing is, when there are people that are there who are eager to hear about Lord Chaitanya, then somehow Lord Chaitanya manifests himself more emphatically, more directly. So therefore, I think I just travel because with a new audience, they're more eager to hear about Lord Chaitanya, and then I just feel more spiritual happiness. So actually, in retrospect, I think that I'm just very greedy for this kind of nectar, not actually have a drop of devotion at all. Not a real service attitude. Just as the school teachers often they see in the, they call instinct, or they see that in the children many characteristics in which they learn. So in the same way, I feel that the devotees who are sent to this zone, who have the opportunity of working with, they're also sent by Srila Prabhupada. And so by being able to serve with them, or even to guide them, but to help them, in many ways, this is also Prabhupada's mercy. This is definitely Prabhupada's mercy upon me. This is also Prabhupada's way of teaching me in many sublime ways. So in the Vyas Puja day, we glorify the spiritual master, but actually only as the representative of the entire disciplic succession. Prabhupada was very concerned that this disciplic succession should remain intact. Actually, Vyasadeva wrote the Vedas. Narada Muni spread the holy name, brought the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra down here to this material world. Vyasadeva told us the glories of the holy name by writing Originally, Lord Brahma heard the holy name and the message of the Vedas. And Krishna got initiated by Krishna's flute. The Gayatri Mantra is not different from Krishna's flute sound. So that's handed down in the disciplic succession. So that by hearing the Gayatri Mantra, we should develop some separation from Krishna. This way, through Madhvacharya, through Madhavendra Puri, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, six Goswamis, this mood of intense desire to serve Krishna is handed down. Actually, in this material world, people are burning with desire. But that desire will never be satisfied in the material world. And that burning material desire simply brings them into more and more difficulties. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also put us into the fire. They say here in the south, I think, out of the frying pan into the fire, that burn in the material world, but you leave. The Mayavadis, they want Shanti, they want peace, they want calm. But devotional service, we find that we have long marathons. I always feel very indebted when I see the mothers or the devotees engaging in rigorous sankirtan. When I hear of some very dedicated effort to distribute books or to collect, to maintain, or develop the sankirtan projects, I sometimes become overwhelmed with the awe at how Lord Chaitanya is inspiring these devotees to preach on his behalf, to engage conditioned souls in service on his behalf. And I feel very indebted to those devotees. I want to see their welfare in all respects. And this way, instead of getting a peaceful life, find that the devotees are always in various kind of festivities and various type of kind of a tumultuous lifestyle. So where is that death-like peace of the Mayavadis? Let me find the wisdom that actually we don't want that death-like peace, but we want the eternal festival of Vrindavan, the festival of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan, that the devotees, they also have a different type of fire. The fire that burns in their heart is the fire to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another kind of fire, but that is a fire of spiritual love. And that fire has another kind of spiritual peace, which is a kind of unity and diversity or dynamic satisfaction, but it's totally indescribable. So very eager to relieve the devotees from their material fire. But unfortunately, instead of just getting put out, we try to light another fire, which is that fire of enthusiasm to serve Krishna, that desire to be with Krishna. Then the devotees are still dissatisfied because they're not with Krishna always. But Krishna is so kind that that desire to be with Krishna and being with Krishna is not different. So one sincerely desires to be with Krishna and chants Krishna's name and serves Krishna, serves Chaitanya, then they can feel the presence of the Lord. So this is actually our purpose, is that people should develop such a desire that just like a magnet attracts another magnet, that the devotees will be like little magnets, and then Krishna can easily attract them out of this material world. And we don't have to worry about them burning up in the material forest fire of illusion. So the more we see that during any festival or any occasion that devotees are spontaneously feeling some attraction for devotional service, then the Prabhupada said we like to fan the spark, we like to encourage it, it's very satisfying. Because ultimately if the fire for serving Krishna grows and grows, it burns out all the material impurities in the heart, and one can be completely fixed in devotional service eternally. I'm personally very, as Guru Granga Prabhu said, I like the association of the devotees. I like the association of any sincere person. Even if a person is sincerely in Maya, but they want to be Krishna conscious, I like that association because then I can try to help them. The only association I get a little impatient with is when someone is insincerely in Maya. They're not trying to get out. They're not trying to be purified. They're avoiding consciously. Then they put themselves in a position where it's very hard to save them. Gives us great anxiety. Sometimes you see people, their minds are bewildering, they're consciously avoiding getting the mercy of the Lord. They put up smoke screens and their mind leads them away. It's very unfortunate when people avoid the mercy of the Lord. Because Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, it's so available, it's so open. That even if we don't just try to avoid it, if we just stand there, we're going to get bowled over by it. What to speak is if we try to get that mercy. So it's only the people that are trying to escape from the mercy, they're the most unfortunate people. Or the people that somehow have not come in contact with that mercy. So therefore we're trying to provide, we don't have the huge scope to do too much everywhere, but at least wherever Krishna has asked us to, through his representatives, to do something, we're trying to gradually develop something for Prabhupada as a humble offering. So that conditioned souls can take shelter of Krishna. So I'm very glad that I'm able to come and help the very sincere devotees, like Bukadara Prabhu, Ranganath Prabhu, and Chandrabhanu, and I do just all the devotees. I find them very sincerely trying to do something here. So I feel an honor to try to help to do something for Prabhupada, although he ordered me to preach in India. If I don't do that, then I know he'll won't give his mercy to me. This is in one extent extracurricular, extra above and beyond what he's asked. Prabhupada used to tell us that he was ordered by his guru to preach in America, but it was this little extra project to preach also in India. But he ordered me to preach in India. Of course, he also ordered me to preach everywhere, expand the propaganda unlimitedly. So within those kind of very broad instructions, I can fit coming here to the West and preaching because he ordered that. So if I'm able to do something here also, that would be very complimentary. To what Prabhupada request is very complimentary. To what Prabhupada requested. So I'm very grateful for everyone for helping me, trying to do something for Prabhupada, for letting me help them. And this way, if we all try to cooperate more and more, giving up little selfish desires, it doesn't really matter where we are in the world. I travel all over the world. Everywhere I see people in Maya, everywhere people are suffering. Simply, wherever we are, just like Lord Chaitanya said, open up our little table of wares and start selling love for Godhead. So wherever a person can distribute this message, that's as good as any other place, practically speaking. What we need to do is to cooperate together and to actually give out the mercy. So in this way, with these words, I also thank the Gurukul students for their wonderful offerings, their paintings and pictures. They're very fortunate. Prahlad Maharaj said, Pumaram Acharit Pragyo, that from childhood one should practice Krishna consciousness. Don't wait till you get old. So you're very fortunate to have Krishna conscious parents, to have Gurukul at this spiritual place where you can develop your Krishna consciousness. And they even give you a chance to play around a little bit too. So, take advantage of this spiritual environment, follow the example of Prahlad Maharaj, and become Krishna conscious in this life, and try to help others to be Krishna conscious. That is the most important thing there is. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.